Hi, thanks for joining me today. We have a project, actually, the team members here, the key guys, as well as a few members that couldn't actually be here. They've actually just finished wrapping up a project. So we've got the project lead. So if you could let us know what the project is and kind of why, what, and how.
Okay, thanks, Anisha. So I'm John Karen, and I am the project lead for extracting TFS permissions. Extracting effective user permissions from TFS.
Yep.
Let me clarify that. This is a project that we just wrapped up, and the project it sets out to address two commonly heard requests we hear out in the field, and that's number one. We get a lot of requests from our customers saying,
right,
"I need to be able to extract a user's permissions out of TFS into a really simple report."
Okay.
And number two, I need to audit changes made to that user's request, user permissions.
Right, I see.
So there are two common requests that are not easily obtainable out of the box. So we embarked on this project about a year ago and did extensive research. We actually developed a code sample that's published out on CodePlex.
Cool.
That the community can actually go and download.
Yep, I'll leave all the links below as well.
And we also developed a white paper that is published along with that tool that talks about TFS security permissions,
yeah,
some of the security namespaces. And it was a really good project. Some input from a lot of key project members.
Okay.
I'll name some of them here.
Sure.
Baruch Frey. He's a PFE out of Israel.
Okay.
Baruch was did a lot of contributions to the project. Hossam Kamel, and he is a PFE out of the Middle East. And with me today, who's going to talk in a few seconds here, Mehmet Aras. He's out of Turkey,
nice.
PFE out of Turkey, principal PFE. Some of the other key players were Mario Rodriguez. Mario is a product, a PM,
okay,
for TFS, and he took a lot of feedback and,
yeah,
gave us a lot of direction.
So he was the PO for the project.
Right, he was a PO, the product owner. Some of the key MVPs, Neil Zeman, Michael Perfetti.
Cool.
Played some significant role in contributing and reviewing. Richard Albrecht and of course Willie Petershaw.
Yeah, can't forget him.
Can't forget Willie. He's right there. So it was a great project.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to work alongside some really passionate team members, and Mehmet is gonna go into a little more detail on,
sure,
at least what we did. So.
Yeah. So as John mentioned, in this project, we try to tackle two scenarios, and oftentimes we see these scenarios out on the field. Both John and I and some of the members of this project, mm-hmm, we work at Microsoft, and,
yeah,
we work with premier customers who have a heavily used TFS environment. And oftentimes, I mean, these could be banks, insurance companies, and they have they're in a regulated environment and they have compliance issues, and they want to know who's making changes in my TFS environment, especially when it comes to security.
I see.
Why did we give this permission to this user, or why this user has access to this specific folder? So oftentimes they need to get this information and to report to their auditors or when they come knocking on the door. And also, they want to be able to, given a user or given a user group, I want to be able to generate a report as to and to see what that user is allowed and not allowed to do in my system.
I see.
So we get these questions a lot. And unfortunately, there is nothing in TFS that's going to give you that holistic view,
mm,
or that security auditing out of the box. And oftentimes, when customers, when they face with these scenarios, they'll just go out and do some search on the internet, or they are going to look for different options in TFS. And they are going to repeat the same things as the others are doing. So as Rangers, we said, can we do something and give people some guidance, and if possible, provide them with some tools to make their lives easier?
Yeah.
So in I mentioned two scenarios. One of them is able to is to be able to generate a report of a user's or a group's permissions in TFS. So Hossam led that part of the project,
okay.
And then he was able to come up with a tool, a command line tool, where you can actually specify a user or a TFS security group, and given the collection or the TFS server, and that report is going to give you effective permissions in various areas of TFS, from project management to version control, work item tracking, and things like that. So you are going to be able to see both in XML format, and if you like a more human readable format, HTML, an output that's going to tell you the effective permissions of that user. So that becomes very handy for that IT pro or TFS admin to use that command line tool. Put the user, and at the end you get a report, and then you give it back to the your auditors or your business side who needs that information.
Yeah.
So we already have this tool. I think John is going to talk about how are the artifacts of this project available to other users. We have some links people can go download. We have white papers, source code for the tool that I just mentioned.
Yes.
So this was that report creation, like the permissions that Hossam and the other guys worked on. I worked on the security auditing portion of this project, and that scenario is also common. We want to be able to know who's making what changes in the system and when. It's important for people.
Yeah.
So, and again, there's nothing out of TFS that's going to give you that information. So you need to come up with a custom solution. So we said, okay, what are the options for people for this custom solution? So we investigated, we did some research, and then we came up with a list of things that like the main options and what are the pros and cons.
Mm.
That's also, we also wrote a white paper, so that kind of outlines all your options and pros and cons. Basically, when it comes to security auditing, you have mainly two options. One of them is that there's a place where TFS keeps a log of all the activities.
Right.
So that's one of the first places that people, when faced with this question or the scenario, they would go look at it. And the other one is you can write a TFS server-side plugin where TFS will let you know when certain things happen in the system, and some of those things are security-related changes. Basically, you are subscribing to some events.
So
that could be a plugin that you can use. And another type of plugin that you can do is that there's an iTeam Foundation request filter. Basically, that allows you to plug yourself into TFS's request processing pipeline. And once you're in there, you are going to be able to inspect incoming requests.
Mm.
And if those requests are for security change related operations, like I want to add this user, remove this user, give this user this permission, you have that rich information that you can collect and put it someplace else so that you can report on it. You can process it for whatever your needs are. So we looked at these options in detail, and then we uncovered that some of them are not so suitable for these needs. For example, activity logging, it doesn't have all the information for an enterprise-grade security auditing solution. If you want a poor man's security auditing solution, yeah, that could be it. You can use that one. But also note that there's no API around it, and it kind of you can't really hit the TFS databases. It's kind of frowned upon, and it may put your support with Microsoft in a strange situation, jeopardize it. So the other ones is subscription and the request filtering. And we concluded that request filtering is the best option, because you have all the information that you need, rich information from TFS. And then we actually implemented a sample solution based on this request filtering and also ETW, event tracing for Windows.
Okay.
Basically, when a request comes in, we collect all that information and then send it out as an ETW event with all the rich information. So if you're interested in this, you can just set up an ETW listener, just turn the provider, basically our plugin becomes an ETW provider, and then you can get all that information, store it someplace else to process it further, to generate beautiful reports that tell you exactly what kind of changes are happening from a security standpoint in your TFS environment.
Wow.
And that pretty much sums it up, what we've been up to.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic kind of project that you guys have been working on and now wrapping up, really. It's a great example of a range of solution that's actually helping you know, the customers out there and you guys, you know. And without you guys, we wouldn't have been able to get that feedback and to be able to start this project and, you know, get it going. And now it's just fantastic, the stuff that you guys do.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. They can just download the white paper when they are faced with this situation and they can see, hey, these are our options. Either they can find something, like they can download the tool that we provide, or if they think that, hey, maybe we can write something our own, and then they have the guidance there. They can they can make use of it. So it's going to...
Fantastic. Yes. Yeah. Great work, guys. I mean, is there anything else that you would like to mention to the Channel 9 audience before we move to a demo?
I just want to thank everyone involved in this project, both Mario, the product owner, his support, and Willy. Willy was a great sport, and also all the members of the team. I mean, the team done a great job of contributing, brainstorming, reviewing, and just very appreciative of the work that the team has done, and I feel very proud to be a part of the team.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, without such a great team, none of this would be possible, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's switch over to demo now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Adrian mentioned the target for this project was to generate like a real-world example of extracting the effective permission for user X on team project collection Y using out-of-the-box TFS APIs. This was one of the main things that we emphasized during this project is the usage of the current existing APIs in TFS. So the aim is to extract...
Quick question. Yeah. Does this work with, I mean, clearly TFS 2013, but what other TFS servers does it work with?
So far we run this tool against TFS 2013 with all updates and Visual Studio Online. But we didn't have a chance to test it on the older TFS versions. But we do believe that the existing APIs is the same. We are not using any obsolete or any non-existing APIs from the other project, except for some areas like tagging and other permission areas that are a bit new to TFS 2013. All the existing code should be working fine, but we didn't test it on different environment. But we can do that later on before we release it. So the aim is to extract as much as permission from different TFS permission or security namespaces using the APIs. And to dump this into an XML file where we do have all this information for the selected user. So let's give it a try. What we do have here is a sample console application, a permission extraction tool. And what we pass to this tool as a parameter is you, the user, on terms of domain slash username, the collections that we need to retrieve the user permission on it, and just a file where we dump the XML. So as simple as that, I'm just passing the parameter using the prime killer VM, and the tool will go extract the permission and just to drop an XML into the ALM Ranger folder that I have created. If I open this XML, it is pretty descriptive. It has the date when we do extract this permission. It has a list of team projects, and it has the project collection URL, and it has the username as well. And for each project under this collection, we go through the different permission areas. So we'll go through the area permission, the build definition, the iteration, and the project level permission, the version control, the work item permission, all the other permission areas. And we provide a project name where you can identify what is the project name that you are extracting this permission for. And if we take an example like the project level permission, you'll find that you have a list here of the project permission, and the permission for us is a display name for the user in order to understand what this permission is doing so far. And the permission constant or the permission action on TFS, the unique identifier that we are using in TFS, like generic read, generic write, publishing test results, and so on. And you provide a value for this permission, whether it is allowed or denied, or inherited allow or inherited deny. We also, in this tool, we handled the inherited permission, which was a bit difficult task to do, but we managed to handle it in a way, as I will demo it later on, we extract typically the same view as you see it on the trace permission feature on TFS using the web access. So here, for example, if I have anything inherited, so I have, for example, here view the project level information, and it is inherited allow, it will provide me with the group member that I'm inheriting this permission from. So it will say, you inherited this permission because you're typically member of Fabric and Fiber contributors and Fabric and Fiber project administrators. And the same for all the other areas. For example, if we pick the area permission, you'll find that for each area permission you have, you will have the area name, you will have the display name, you will have also the inherited allow and why you are inheriting this, because you are a member of Fabric and Fiber contributors. Even if we go through the build definitions, you will find the build definition name, and you will find the permission as well, view build, and you have inherited allow because you are a contributor. So the tool dumps all the permissions that we are generating from TFS into this XML. If I talk, for example, the project level permission, like view project level information, it says that this is inherited allow. How I can verify that? If you just go through the web access and access the Fabric and Fiber project security section, and you have an option here to view project level information. If you click on Y, where we can trace the permission, you'll find that you are getting this view project level information, inherited allow, and identity for that user. And why simply you are getting this? Because you are in allow. The same happened for user. If we pick our user Brian Killer, and we could go through view project level information, why I'm inheriting this? Because I am a member of project administrator and the contributor. And this typically what the report in here show, because I'm inheriting this from the contributor and the project administrator. So we even have a typical one-to-one mapping between what you can see when you trace the permission on the web access and what you can see on our report. So this is typically cool, what we have done so far, extracting the XML, the permission into an XML file. This XML file is typically helpful for scenarios like integrating it with your own auditing tool, or you need to maintain this file from time to time, or using even the tool on an automated way to extract the permission and the version this XML later on. This all scenarios that can be used with the tool. But one main feedback that we got during our TechReady session, last TechReady, was how we turn this XML into a beautiful or even more readable format for customers to understand the permission. While the XML looks great, it has all the information we have in here, but typically when we talk to customers, we typically address the TFS administrators who typically need some sort of a readable format. And here is come the options that we have added to this tool is to just pass an option where I can see HTML true. And this will typically extract the same permission, but this time it will generate as well an HTML report. And if I open this HTML report, it turns the XML, the pure XML that we have, into a more readable TFS permission report. So I have in here the date, I have the user, I have the TFS collection, and for every project I have, I will have a brand section where I can see the project level permissions, view project level information, inherited allow, and the team members. The same for all the permission areas we have. And the idea is very simple. We typically use an XSL where we can transform this XML into a beautiful HTML report with minimum cost, and we provide also the extensibility to the customer to change this XSL or even come up with their own format. What we have did here so far is, for example, we added a logo, we added a title, and we added a beautiful readable format for this XML. So with that, I'm concluding the overall demo around what we have did for the extracting permission from TFS so far.